It's the Angels and the A's at Rickey Henderson Field on Tuesday. We pick it up top five. Halos looking to build on a 3-2 lead. And here's the MVP.
Pulled down the line. It's a fair ball inside the bag and toward the bullpen. Calhoun comes in to score. Here comes Trout to third. It's an RBI triple. And the Angels' lead is now 4-2. Norris ready, 2-2. Davis shoots one and off the glove of Marte in the foul territory. Two runs will come in. Again, he might go to third.
It gets away from Escobar. Davis gets up and he's going to come all the way in and score.
The Oakland Coliseum, the next pitch, that's lined down the right side. Chasing is Cole Calhoun. He dives! And Cole Calhoun makes a spectacular diving catch near the rim of the track. That was a real good play. Runners at the corners, one out here in the ninth. Espinosa will be the batter.
Espinosa hits one high and deep toward right field. Chasing Matt Joyce back, still going back at the wall. That is gone! Big fly for Danny Espinosa. First hit as an Angel is a big one. And the Halos lead it 7-6.
Staring at an 0-2 start to their 2017 season, it was Danny Espinosa to the rescue for the Angels in the ninth inning. Longtime Angels skipper Mike Socha talked about his team's first win of the brand new season.
It feels great. It's a great comeback win. Obviously a big hit from Espy in the ninth. And, the first two guys getting on to set the table, obviously. There's a lot of baseball left, but it's good to see us come back late and win a game, and then Cam gets a clean ninth. So there's a lot of positives to take from it.
Three of your new guys that didn't have great nights last night all contributed with it.
Some big hits. Baldy got a big hit, obviously, with base loaded, two outs, and then SB the ninth. We kept playing. We cracked the door in the seventh, and they took advantage of it, and then we got it back. So it's a good effort.
What did you think of Shue tonight?
Shue struggled. I think it was a lot of pitches to get through five innings. He had a lot of traffic on the bases, but he got some big outs when he needed it. The walks are really uncharacteristic of Shue, and he gave a lot of counts away. So he had to work hard to get through the fifth inning. At the end, he made some big splits to get strike out a couple guys in the end. But he'll be better next time. He just wasn't very pitch efficient tonight, and they were worked very, very hard to get to that point of the game.
What kind of went through your head when you saw Vogt's comebacker to the mound?
Some of the guys commented on it. Nag saw it, but I really didn't give it a second thought. I don't think that Matt did either.
What did you think of Maldonado's two throws?
That was a laser he threw Davis out on, and then picking Semien off first base too. That's what Martin can do. He's a game changer behind the plate with his arm. But he hung in there. He called a great game today. Some things got away from us in the seventh, but he's very, very locked in on the game plan, and that's the most important thing. But there's no doubt that when he throws that ball, it comes out hot.
What was your plan there in the seventh? Was it to have Parker complete the full second inning?
We hope so. He was getting a little bit at the end of his. His pitchers were getting up there after Vogt hit the singles, got the singles, Alonso, I'm sorry, got the single. So we wanted to get a fresh guy in there. We had the matchup we wanted with Norris against a couple of righties, but he just couldn't get it done.
Do you view him as another guy who is capable of handling multiple innings on a regular basis, Parker?
Yeah, Blake is probably going to be more of the one-plus variety, maybe six outs. But he got four tonight. But he really threw the ball well his first inning. But his stuff looked comparable the second inning. He just, he got a couple hits to fall in.
Bud has not pitched on back-to-back days very often in his career. Is that something you envision him doing on a regular basis this season?
I think he can do it. His stuff was good tonight. He just had one trouble putting Semien away, and then obviously the line drive Davis hit off of Marte's glove. But I think you know, Bud's multidimensional, where he can go and give you the 6 or 7 outs if you need it. If not, and you shorten them up, you would be able to go back to back. So we'll, like I said, we're going to try to piece this together until we get some clarity. And you know, I think outside of that one inning, everybody threw the ball well.
It's hard to think of a bigger home run in Danny Espinosa's career than the 3-run shot in the ninth inning on Tuesday night, which gave the Angels a 7-6 lead that they would not relinquish.
Got pretty good wood on it. Just nice to come through right there. Been feeling pretty good, so to barrel that up right there felt nice.
How did your mentality change as the at-bat progressed, knowing that Ryan Doe has been a tough cookie for so many hitters around the league?
For me, right there, I just want to try to see the ball a little deeper.
Welcome all the way around. I'm sure those feel good no matter what uniform you're wearing.
Yeah, that feels good. It's nice to come through, so it's a good feeling.
You play behind Matt Shoemaker in spring training. Different story today from a guy that you know where he's coming and coming from, getting hit in the head. But how did you see his game develop as the game progressed?
He was throwing the ball well. He was throwing hard, throwing a lot of strikes. And, you know, he was working at a good tempo. And, you know, defensively, it keeps us on our toes. So I thought he did real well. And, you know, hopefully he just keeps building on this.